Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw something circulating nationally, and I hope we kind of just like nip this in the bud quickly. And that is, well, Clay Martin's the official Saturday, guys. And guess what? Mahomes has never lost a game in which he's officiating. Reminder, Patrick Mahomes has 26 losses total.
His whole career?
Yeah, he's like 100 and something and 26 in his entire career. He hasn't even lost 30 in his entire career. So we got to stop with that. Also, because of that, thanks to a listener yesterday who responded to my tweet and did some of the research for us. Mahomes also has never lost a game officiated by Brad Rogers and Adrian Hill and Alex Kemp and Jerome Boger and Trey Blake and Scott Novak and Alan Eck, as in there are that many officials that he's 32-0 with. So the point is, hey, if you're damn good and you win a lot of games, yeah, there's going to be some officials where you've never lost a football game.
But they could have chosen an official that he had lost a game.
I was going to say, I'm waiting until the Texans fan text back in. Well, the fact that he's undefeated against that many, I'll tell you what, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, just if people just do a little, like, step back for a second, like, oh, you know, he wins a lot of football games. So, yeah, it makes sense that there'd be some officials that he hasn't lost games with. Like, it's some of it's just common sense. Step back for a second. He wins a lot of, my guess is quarterbacks like Aiden O'Connell and, you know, prior to the Vikings season, Sam Darnold, they probably had a lot of losses with this official because, you know what? They lost a lot of football games, you know? I bet you Josh Allen has a pretty decent record with officials too, because he wins a lot of football. Tom Brady probably had a really good record with officials because he won a lot of football games.
I would borderline be surprised to find out if Patrick Mahomes had a losing record with any official, right? Like, there's not some official that he's 1-2 with, right? I'm assuming that every single head official in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes has a winning record with. We're digging that deep for conspiracies. Josh Allen was hugging the referee in the last week. And you're going so far on Chiefs conspiracies to dig up his record against a referee.
It's crazy.
Is it like 50-0 or is it like 2-0 too? Did you see what the number is? Because
with this official?
Yes.
Clay Martin, let me.
It's going to be like 2 or 3-0, and I'm just going to be so offended that it's not like 47-0. Like, he's just like, every time Clay Martin's the official, so he's just like an unstoppable monster.
It's got to be more than just a couple games with Clay.
Yeah, I don't have the record of that official.
You're saying, Cody, if Mahomes was 1-2 against somebody, you would be concerned that it actually is the opposite in this. In which
I'd be more concerned. I still would probably say
it can be explained away so easy. He wins a lot of football games. Duh. Yeah.
He's 6-0 with Clay Martin. He's also 6-0 in the divisional round. The ref didn't rig it for him every single time he's played in this round
Clay
of the
Martin's
NFL
not
playoffs.
Doing every divisional round Mahomes game. That would be interesting actually to see if that was the case. But it's
it really is. I looked up Mahomes' record with Clay Martin, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4. Five different articles from people being like, Mahomes has an unexpected playoff advantage. Yeah.
Overall, there are eight.
Oh my God.
There are eight officials in the league currently, and guys get promoted all the time. But right now, there are eight officials in which he has never lost a game in which they officiated.
So like a quarter?
But he's 30. But he's
in the entire NFL.
But that's 32 games worth.
Oh, man.
You know?
That's funny.
Or more than that, 38 games, I guess.
I will say that for the fans who feel the need to really. Or the people who write those articles, I feel sorry for you. You're taking the time to really dive deep into this?
Because it
really does not matter.
People are miserable, and anytime you win, people want to look for any reason why. Like, there's no way they can just be this dominant or this good. There must be some conspiracy. What's so crazy about it is this franchise during their run has not had any cheating scandal other than random guy on Twitter. Like the Patriots during their run, former coaches on Belichick's staff would get fired or leave and then write tell-all books, or Eric Mangini would be out there talking about cheating. The Chiefs have lost multiple front office members. The Chiefs have lost multiple coordinators. And not once has there ever been a story about somebody telling all, like, oh yeah, we were doing this and cheating. Not one. It would have come out by now. So it's so bizarre that this is the franchise people are pinpointing that there's any cheating or any, like, when the Patriots actually were the ones cheating. So it's just, it's bizarre to me.
I don't, again, Josh Allen had like a gentle embrace with the ref pretty much last week. And now this?
Well, like we talked about earlier, there's one quarterback who flops all the time. That's Josh Allen.
He is, yeah.
He is.
I wonder if the NFL, NBA player. I wonder if the NFL or soccer, some of these other leagues, will ever adopt the NBA flop model. Because the NBA, they had to do it because the fans really started to complain. They're like, we don't like this. We don't like that players are constantly like, you know, because LeBron do it, other people do it. Like, we don't like when these guys throw their arms back and do this. So will you get rid of it in the game? And so they're like, yeah, if you guys don't like it, we'll get rid of it. Like, does anybody like when a quarterback flops? And there aren't that many quarterbacks who do it, so they're not going to police it. And I get why, if there isn't a rule against it, I kind of want my quarterback doing it. I don't even blame Josh Allen for doing it.